And like previous speakers, I would like first to express our sincere appreciation to you, Mr. President, and your team, as well as to your predecessors for the tireless efforts in working towards a consensus decision on the work of the conference. Your dedication and commitment are commendable. I would also like to thank all the delegations for their precious contributions and before all, the flexibility shown in this process. It is through such collaborative spirit that we can achieve meaningful progress in our shared goals of disarmament and non-proliferation. Mr. President, as my delegation has pointed out in the past, at this late stage in the year, the greatest value of this program of work has to be seen in its promise for continuity. The persistent and consistent pursuit of our objectives is essential for producing the momentum necessary for substantial and lasting results. Negotiating a program of work for months at the beginning of each year does not leave much room for substantial work, and we see it again this year. It's clear that we are bound by our rules of procedure. However, let me underline that my delegation joined the consensus on this draft decision on the work of the conference for 2024 with a clear understanding that this decision represents as well the decision on the work of the conference for 2025. Therefore, it is our understanding that this program of work will swiftly be adopted and implemented again at the beginning of next year. Mr. President, the decision reached will enable us to engage in substantive work on all our key priorities in 2025, particularly the Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty, the FMCT. This is not only a critical area that holds significant implications for global security, but negotiating such a treaty is a mandate given to us by the General Assembly, and my delegation is eager to contribute constructively to these discussions. The FMCT presents a high priority for us. Other delegations might have other priorities. We are ready to engage as well in advancing the work on other topics as, for example, negative security assurances. Mr. President, I would also like to thank Peru, Switzerland, Egypt, and Bulgaria for their already shown readiness to take over the important role of coordinators. We trust in your already shown skills to complete that list for our meeting next week. So once again, we thank you, Mr. President, and all delegations for their unwavering efforts and look forward to the substantive work ahead of us. Thank you, Mr. President.